Since 2022, Google Maps now includes an advanced 3D immersive view for major points of interest around the world. Not all major historically important sites are covered, only some sites include the feature when you search on Google Maps on the app. When available, the first image will be an animated immersive view which can be tapped on to open it. Then you can use your fingers to manipulate the image to zoom, rotate, and change the angle of your view. As a history enthusiast, I decided to check out how many of the world's most famous historical sites have had the immersive view treatment. And here's a few of them that I've discovered so far. The Colosseum, initially named the Flavian Amphitheatre after its Flavian dynasty builders, began construction in 72 AD and was finished in 80 AD. Its current name likely derives from a colossal bronze statue of Emperor Nero modelled after the Colossus of Rhodes that once stood nearby. The massive amphitheatre could accommodate 50,000 to 80,000 spectators at its peak. Over its 350-year history as a venue for brutal blood sports and spectacles, an estimated 400,000 people, including gladiators, slaves, convicts and prisoners, lost their lives within its walls. The Colosseum's arena even hosted mock naval battles, requiring it to be flooded with water. After its days of violent entertainment ended, the Colosseum served various purposes throughout history, including a cemetery, place of worship, housing workshops, a religious order's home, and a fortified castle. Buried by the eruption of Vesuvius in 79 AD, the House of Relief of Telfus, or Casa del Relievo di Telfo in Italian, in Herculaneum offers a remarkable glimpse of Roman domestic life. The city was entombed beneath 16 metres of ash and mud, preserving the two-storey homes, like this one, where their internal structure, decor and even everyday objects intact. Visitors can marvel at the well-preserved features in wood and marble, intricate decorations, jewellery and even remnants of food, providing a unique window into the past. Spanning an impressive 1,800 square metres, it stands as the second largest house in Ercolano, surpassed only by the Albergo House. The Youth Gym of Pompeii, or Palestra dei Juvenes in Italian, was discovered during the excavations of Pompeii. It's a house converted into a gym that few people knew about. Discovered during the excavations of 1887 and 1929. Unusually, it was designated as a gym for young people. On the walls, frescoes depict boxers, fighters, coaches, judges, and past champions. Perched atop the rocky hill overlooking Athens, the Acropolis stands as a testament to ancient Greek ingenuity and devotion to the goddess Athena. This ancient citadel houses the remnants of several architectural masterpieces, most notably the Parthenon. Built in 5th century BC to commemorate the Greek triumph over the Persian invaders, the Parthenon is a marvel of classical design and a symbol of Athenian power and cultural achievement. St. Paul's Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of St. Paul the Apostle, is a prominent Anglican cathedral in London, England. Situated on Ludgate Hill, the highest point in the City of London, it honours Paul the Apostle with a dedication dating back to the original church on this site, founded in AD 604. The current structure, a Grade 1 listed building designed by Sir Christopher Wren, was completed in 1710. St. Paul's has hosted significant services throughout history, including funerals for notable figures like Admiral Lord Nelson, the Duke of Wellington, Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher, as well as Jubilee celebrations for Queen Victoria. The Eiffel Tower, designed and constructed by Gustave Eiffel from 1887 to 1889, was the centrepiece of the 1889 World's Fair and a symbol of the French Revolution centennial. This iconic landmark stands tall at 330 metres, or just over 1,000 feet, equivalent to 81 stories, and welcomes nearly 7 million visitors annually, making it the world's most visited paid monument. A unique feature of the tower is Gustave Eiffel's private apartment on the top level, furnished by Jean Lachaise, and once hosting notable guests like Thomas Edison. Sensoji, Tokyo's oldest temple, holds a significant place in the city's historical and spiritual landscape. Originally founded in 645 AD, this ancient Buddhist temple in Asakusa has witnessed centuries of Tokyo's evolution. While the main hall we see today is a reconstruction from the 1950s, built after the original temple was destroyed in World War II, it continues to serve as a vibrant centre for Buddhist worship and as a major tourist attraction. The Reichstag, a historic landmark in Berlin, serves as the seat of Germany's federal parliament, the Bundestag. Additionally, it hosts the federal convention responsible for electing the German president. Construction of this significant building began after Germany's unification in 1871, with the foundation stone laid in 1884 by Wilhelm I. Completed in 1894, the Reichstag faced a devastating arson attack in 1933, resulting in extensive damage. However, the West German government decided to restore the building rather than demolish it, and construction efforts concluded in 1971. A notable feature of the modern Reichstag is its large glass dome, designed by English architect Sir Norman Foster, and offering a panoramic view of Berlin. This iconic dome was completed in 1999. The Brandenburg Gate, a renowned neoclassical landmark in Berlin, was constructed in the 18th century. It replaced a former city gate and marked the beginning of the road leading from Berlin to Brandenburg an der Havel. Throughout its history, the Brandenburg Gate has borne witness to numerous significant historical events. Notably, during the Cold War, the gate was physically divided by the Berlin Wall, symbolizing the city's separation for nearly three decades until the wall's fall in 1989. St. Peter's Basilica, known as Basilica San Pietro in Italian, stands as a masterpiece of Italian High Renaissance architecture. Located in Vatican City, an independent microstate within Rome, this grand basilica replaced the aging old St. Peter's Basilica, originally built in the 4th century by Emperor Constantine the Great. Construction began in 1506, and after years of meticulous work, it was finally completed in 1626. Today, St. Peter's Basilica holds the title for the world's largest church by interior measurements, with a capacity to accommodate an astounding 60,000 people standing or 20,000 people seated. Commissioned around 80 AD by Emperor Titus Flavius Domitian as a gift to the Roman populace, the Stadium of Domitian, or Stadio di Manzano, was situated on the north of the campus of Martius in Rome, Italy. The stadium, Rome's first permanent venue for competitive athletics, was built to host Domitian's Capitoline Games and modelled after Greek stadia, accommodating around 30,000 spectators. Its distinctly Greek design, inspired by the Latinized name in Angones, meaning a place of competitions. Primarily used for athletic events, the stadium temporarily hosted gladiator shows after a fire damaged the Colosseum in 217 AD. During a later emperor's reign, the arcades were repurposed as brothels, and Emperor Severus Alexander later financed the stadium's restoration, partly through tax revenue generated from these activities. Thank you for watching, and as always, it would be great if you were to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more content on personal technology and the connected home.